gentlemen, good day and welcome to Shimaro Entertainment Limited Q1 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Valorem Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Nupur Jankunia. Thank you and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and a warm welcome to you all. My name is Nupur Jankunia from Valorem Advisors. We represent the investor relations of Shimaro Entertainment Limited. On behalf of the company, I would like to thank you all for participating in the company's earnings call for the fourth quarter of the financial year 2026. Before we begin, a quick cautionary statement. Some of the statements made in today's conference call may be forward-looking in nature. Such forward-looking statements are subject to risk and uncertainties, which could cause actual results to differ from those anticipated. Such statements are based on management's belief as well as assumptions made by and information currently available to management. Audiences are cautioned not to place any undue reliance on these forward-looking statements in making any investment decisions. The purpose of today's earnings conference call is purely to educate and bring awareness about the company's fundamental business and financial quarter under review. Now, I would like to introduce you to the management participating with us in today's earnings con and hand it over to them for their opening remarks. We have with us Mr. Hiren Gada, CEO, Mr. Agya Chakravarti, COO, and Mr. Amit Arya, CFO of the company. Without any further delay, I request Mr. Amit Arya to start with his opening remarks on the financial highlights. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Nupur, and good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to our earnings call for the first quarter of the financial year 2026. Let me first start by giving you some of the key highlights, after which our CEO, Mr. Hiren Gada, will give you some of the operational highlights. For Q1 FY26, the revenue from operations stood at around 140 crores, which declined by approximately 10% year-on-year. The company reported an EBITDA loss of about INR 56 crores for the quarter, while the net loss stood at around INR 46 crores. With regards to the new initiatives, expenses in Q1 FY26 amounted to INR 32 crores. Adjusting for this investment, the EBITDA loss from existing operations for the quarter would have been around INR 24 crores. Digital media revenues for the first quarter stood at around 67 crores, growing by 18% year-on-year. Traditional media revenues for the quarter stood at around 72 crores, which declined by 26% YOY. Now I would request our CEO, Mr. Hiren Gada, to give you operational highlights for the period under review.
Thank you, Amit, and good afternoon, everyone. As discussed in the last quarter, the re-entry of major broadcast channels such as Star Utsav, Kalas Rishte, Zee Anmol and Sony Pal on the free dish platform led to a significant redistribution of viewership within the free-to-air ecosystem or the free-to-air segment. This shift impacted the performance of existing GECs and Hindi movie channels category, including our bouquet of channels. Additionally, a packed sports calendar and ongoing softness in FMCG advertising further intensified headwinds across all traditional entertainment businesses. In sharp contrast, our digital media business had a very strong growth driven by robust performance matrices across our portfolio, including YouTube, Shimarumi, and syndication. In response to these shifting dynamics, we are proactively implementing a range of strategic measures. These include rationalizing costs for select channels, repositioning others to better align with audience preferences, and reinforcing our investment strategy across the content portfolio. Shimarumi Gujarati released 6 new titles during this quarter, featuring a diverse mix of movies, web series and plays. Noteworthy digital premieres included blockbuster films such as Umbro, All the Best Pandya, and Hindi dubbed version of Hellaro. On YouTube, our flagship channel Shimaru Filmi Gaane crossed a significant milestone of 72.5 million subscribers. Across our entire portfolio of channels, the company garnered more than 10 billion views during the quarter, underscoring the sustained strength of our digital engagement with the audiences. We remain cautiously optimistic about a seasonal pickup in advertising spends in the upcoming quarter, supported by the festive season and strong viewership momentum in our digital platforms. However, Margins are expected to remain under pressure due to the ongoing accelerated inventory charge-offs, a strategic initiative we began 6 quarters ago. It is important to highlight that these charge-offs are purely accounting adjustments and do not reflect the monetization of our content or ability to generate free cash flows. Looking ahead, we remain focused on strengthening our balance sheet, driving operational efficiencies, and positioning the company to unlock substantial long-term value. With that, I open the floor for the question and answer session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Yash Kukreja from Equity Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Am I audible?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is, as you said, the re-entry of major broadcasters has had some impact. So, could you elaborate more on it, like the extent of impact this has had on our channel viewership and also the advertising revenue?
Hi, Yash. So basically, with the entry of the 4 broadcasters, like we had already announced in the last call, I think we have seen it now for 1 quarter, the impact. The impact is largely around what has happened is, with the entry of the 4 new broadcasters, no new viewership has, the viewership numbers have not increased. It's not that new viewers have come to the free dish platform. So what has happened is, the overall GRPs in the free dish platforms have got redistributed. So while the new broadcasters have garnered a lot of GRP, it has come from some from existing GEC channels, some from Hindi movie channels, some from news and some from other sectors. So basically there has been a redistribution of viewership. So as a result, what has happened is the overall ad spend in free dish platforms have not come down, but the advertising monies have also got redistributed according to the viewership change. So that's what has happened. I mean, it depends on which channel has got hit so much and so forth. But largely at an overall level, I think about, you know, we would see about 15, 20, 25%, you know, changes in the advertising monies depending on which channel's viewership has moved. So that's what has happened.
Okay, got it. And sir, considering what you said now and also our revenue mix, which from digital comes around 37%, so are we trying to focus more there or are we planning to grow there?
So, you know, as Hiren said in his opening comment, Yash, that we are also, you know, readjusting our, you know, investment in our overall content portfolio. So while we are continuing to our focus in broadcast, we are taking some rationalizing of cost measures and so on and so forth. But we have increased our investments on our digital media businesses, largely around YouTube. So we are investing around bringing in more fresh content on YouTube, as well as, you know, focusing on increasing our title mixes on Shamaru Me, which is our OTT platform. So yes, there is a change in the investment patterns, basis what we are seeing in the movements happening around the overall advertising market and overall, you know, spend mix changes.
Got it, sir. And sir, another question is, sir, what is the current debt level as of Q1? Like, we have seen the reduction in the finance cost.
So, current debt level is 306 crores.
Okay, got it. And sir, do we stick to our guidance of reducing it by 60 crore in this financial year 26?
That is definitely our intent. Given the way the first quarter has happened, at this point, that looks unlikely. I would like to definitely call it out. We, if you see, even in spite of everything that has happened during this last quarter, including the Big Four entry, the cash flow has been quite robust and the debt has just gone up by about 5 crores from the March balance sheet. So there is a very strong you know, micro management of cash flow, working capital, etc. happening. So we are very cognizant of that. As of now, our intent to reduce that debt definitely remains, but we are given where the way the first quarter has gone, that currently seems a little unlikely, to be honest.
Okay. All right. And so my last question is, what was the operating cash flow in this quarter?
It was negative around 5 crores.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. I'll join back in queue. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions, please press star and 1 now. We would like to remind participants that you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Urmish Shah from Moneywisers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. I joined the call a bit late, so I'm sorry if I missed something and I'm asking it again. So I just want to know that in FY26, on a year-on-year basis, your YOY growth is -9.63. Any reason for that, and how do you see it for the full year going forward?
Actually, sorry, but we have explained the entire aspect about each.
Okay. I joined the call a bit late, so okay. One more thing, as I can see in your presentation, your traditional business is under significant pressure again. So I just wanted an outlook on what do you see going forward for full year FY26 and maybe FY27 as well. So I just wanted an outlook on that.
So, Urmish, again, you know, I think you missed some part, but I'll still try and answer. This is Orgo here, so I'll still try and answer. So there are traditional business has two parts to it, Urmish. One is the broadcast business and one is our traditional syndication business, which is our
right.
The aggregation business that we do, right?
Right.
So the broadcast business is obviously come under pressure as we had, and it is not something which was a bit, is any surprise, which we are aware of.
With
the presence of the four broadcasters coming in, right?
Right.
So there is an impact because of that. I mean, if you look at it from last year, first quarter, we had, you know, those four broadcasters were not there, and the advertising monies along with the viewership has shifted around. So some of our monies have gone moved too. So there is a decline because of that. The second part is the syndication business, which if you have been following us and if you have been following our calls, you would know by now that it's a lumpy business.
It happens
in some quarters and it doesn't happen. So in this quarter, last year we had some syndication business, but this year in this quarter that has not happened. But there are a lot of deals, you know, in pipeline, so it will happen sometime over the future, you know, over the next three quarters. So that is something which will get arrested. So the decline will be there, but not to what you are seeing, because the pressure on traditional media will continue in line with the broadcast.
So it will be a slower decline going forward. Is that what you are saying?
Yes. And I don't know. I mean, if we get bigger
deals and all that, yes. But from the current levels, it will obviously be a bit of slower decline.
That's right. Significantly slower than that. This is what we anticipate. The pressure on broadcast revenues will continue because that's how the entire year will go.
Right. Okay, sir. Thank you. And I'm sorry I joined the call late. So Thank you, sir.
To ask a question, please press star and 1 now. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and 1 at this time. The next question is from the line of Yash Kukreja from Equity Capital. Please go ahead.
So thank you for taking up the follow-up question. So sir, what is the total budget paid spend on new initiatives for FY26?
When we started the year, we have budgeted around at 75 crores, which is higher than what we had spent last year because we knew that the big four broadcasters will come in and there is definitely going to be a pressure on revenue and bottom line thanks to that. So we'll see how the year goes. We are hopeful that from here, since now the ratings have stabilized and we all know where which channel stands and therefore the revenue is there, we've already recalibrated or are in the process of recalibrating costs as we as I shared in the opening comments. So 75 is what we had budgeted at the beginning of the year.
Got it, sir. And then my second question is, sorry if I missed, so what is the breakdown of the quantum, so basically accelerated inventory charge of taken in Q1, and also how much are we planning to do in FY26?
So, Amit will answer it. To give you just the numbers, we closed March 25 at 568 crores of inventory. June, we stand at 528 crores. So about 40 crores reduction in the inventory, and which includes you know, net of further additions, etc. But yeah, Amit will.
So yes, as I mentioned in the previous calls, the quarterly charge off is in the range of around 35 odd crores across the quarters. So well, every quarter. So if I have to just extrapolate that, it would be around in the region of 140 crores of accelerated amount that will be taking in this financial year.
Okay, and so this financial year will be the last year, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask question may please press star and one now. To ask a question, please press star and one now. Participants, we would like to remind that you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you everyone for participating in the Q1 earnings call. I hope we have been able to answer your questions satisfactorily. If you have any further questions or you would like to know more about the company, please reach out to our IR managers, Valorem Advisors. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Shimaro Entertainment, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.